It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and now joining us live on the telephone is our friend Melinda from Handmade and More. And we are excited to be celebrating 50 years of Handmade and More. And Sunday, October 6th, they're having a welcome to Handmade and More and celebrate with us. You're invited from 3 o'clock till 7 p.m. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
I'm so glad to have you on the phone. Handmade and More is a visual and it's a stunning display of things that you've collected.
Yes. It's, I think that it's a reflection of our area and how it's grown and changed over the last 50 years.
Well, now, how long have you been at Handmade and More?
50 years.
Now, did you start out as the owner?
No. I started out as a young craftsman who needed a place to show my work and a friend of the person who founded it. And in order to augment our lifestyle then, which was, you know, hit and miss, I started working in Handmade, and that sort I worked for two owners over 50 years and finally bought it myself about 15 years ago.
Now, did you kind of ease into it? Did they give you, like, a deal you can't refuse and want you to keep the business going, or did you make an offer and say, I want
this?
You
know, it's sort of I would say it's a family business.
Okay.
And that really got passed down generationally, you know, so that Anna Rodman owned it at first, and she passed it on to Marge Skenk, and then they got passed on to me. So it really, you know, we're friends by love, and it really is a generational business. It's not... It's what it is, you know, and it, hopefully it'll go on that way for another 50 years.
Do you see that continuing? Do you see after
definitely. Yeah, I see that continuing,
wow.
Definitely. It's sort of part of our mission, you know, to keep it that same way. You know, we're very community-based, very, very personally based, so it's going to continue that way. I wouldn't have it any other way.
We love that.
Yeah.
Now, after being in one place for 50 years, what do you celebrate the most?
I think the people, you know, I just love the fact that people come in and have been coming in generationally and talk about the things that they have or the things that they've bought and the family occasions that they've celebrated through us in a way. We have a great, great community base. The people are just wonderful, and it's wonderful to hear their stories all the time, and that's really why we're having the celebration, to bring all those people together who have shopped here, who have worked here, because, of course, many, many people have worked here who've been members of the community, and just to celebrate that and have a nice, good time.
Well, that's important for everyone.
Yes.
And
yes.
At Handmade and More, you'll find unique clothing and gifts. You'll find women's clothing and accessories, children's toys for all ages, and American handcrafted ceramics and jewelry, stationery, soaps, bath products, and so much more. What do you enjoy the most in your store? What enlightens you when you come in?
You know, I'm an American craftsman, and so that's sort of the heart of the business for me, even though, you know, that's a much harder part of the market these days. But I think that that's the thing that inspires me the most and keeps everything else going. I enjoy all of it. I certainly enjoy all of it, you know, but that is certainly my passion and what drives me in the store.
So do you actually create pieces that are
for
sale?
Yes, I am a potter and hasn't had a lot of time to work because of running the store, but I've started to get back and doing some of my own work, too.
Cool.
That's quite satisfying.
I bet that feels good when you create your own material after looking at everyone else's art, appreciating it, but then it's like, this is mine, and I'm done.
yeah, No, I'm not done. I love everybody else's work. I have to say that I'm a sucker for everybody else's work also. You know, I appreciate all the craftsmen that I've dealt with over the years, and I always appreciate other people's art.
As a craftsperson, you understand what goes into it and how long it takes to make each piece or each article of clothing or anything. Once it's done by hand, it takes a while, and you can see what goes into it, and that's what you get out of it.
Well, we always all appreciate somebody else's creativity and what they put into it. It really is something magical.
It's true. It's almost, I get that feeling of, that person's a genius. How'd they do that? I wish I could do that.
Well, I'm sure you do that with the music that you play in your station, too.
Well, thanks. Well, we try. I mean, we have to present things that are challenging as well as familiar. And I think do that with your store.
Yep. You know, we very much are responsive to the needs of our customers. You know, that is, they are the things that sort of influence deeply a lot of our decisions. You know, we bring in the type of things that they need and they want, just as way you play music that they will be responsive to. Mm. So it's a group effort.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And now when you go in to Handmade and More, it's very eye-catching. There are beautiful pieces of, items that you can buy, including Butterfield pottery, which is dreamlike when you look at it. It's so fascinating, and the colors and the designs are just beautiful. You have amazing goat milk soap as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Now, what makes goat milk soap so special?
It's a natural product, and it's very gentle on your skin. I think that's why people like it. You know, people tend to respond in our day and age to things that are not over-manufactured.
Mm.
So that anything that is a natural product, whether it's a natural fiber or anything that, you know, that really stays closer to the earth, let's say, is much more popular.
How about your jewelry? You have amazing pieces of jewelry from artists that are local.
Yep. Yeah. So we have Ann Egan, who's a local artist. We have Deborah Abrams, who is a local artist. And, you know, other people from around the country, just because we've been in business so long that we have a lot of contacts with a lot of people. I sort of feel like I'm aging out with a generation of artists that I've known for 50 years.
Hmm.
You know, it feels good, and it's wonderful to see that so many people are still working and still able to show their work after 50 years. That's a long time.
It is.
It's a long time.
And do you see contemporary artists that have innovative designs or stay with traditional designs, or are there innovative...
There's always innovative. It's always shocking that you just think that everything has been done and it's not.
Huh.
There's always innovative, and there's always exciting, and there's always new. And some of that has been done by craftsmen who've been working for 50 years, and some of it is by just young, new people who just are so innovative and just have, you know, different insight and different tools. Certainly the tools for craftsmen have changed so much that they can do so many things that are exciting. It's very exciting.
Now, Melinda, tell me about the toys at Handmade and More.
Well, we try to stay real with the toys, you know, so that we don't, you know, I don't like a lot of mass market toys. I don't like things that are very much in trend. I try to buy toys that children will use for a very, very long time. You know, that's sort of the heart of our business, and I think that's why people come to us. You know, we have a lot of things that are, again, you know, things that kids can do, things that kids can build, and things that kids can make, you know.
Yeah.
But we like to think that we try to buy things that are not super disposable.
And they don't have screens on them.
yeah, we try not to do screens too much or batteries. We do fall into that sometimes still, but we try not to.
Well, you have timeless things like books and puppets and, well, other toys that don't need batteries and you can play with forever and they'll never need to be charged up.
Or thrown away. So that's always a good thing.
Well, Handmade and More, tell the folks exactly where it is.
We're on 6 North Front Street in New Paltz, down the street from the from the library. And we're closing our store from 3 to 7, and we're having our party upstairs. And
so you can't buy anything? You could just party?
It's just party, you know. I think after 50 years that we deserve just a party and sit around and talk to people. That's really our goal. You know, we'll be open in the morning to shop if people want to shop, but from after 3 o'clock, we're just going to close it all down so we can enjoy it, because it's a party for us who are working here now.
Yeah.
And all the other people just all celebrate together, and that's what I want it to be about.
Well, we love that. A fiesta.
A fiesta, definitely.
Well, Sunday, October 6th, from 3 to 7, everyone's welcome.
Great. I hope everyone comes.
Please go to North Front Street in New Paltz. Go to Handmade and More. Say hi to Melinda and the staff. Now, your staff has been there for quite some time.
Yes. I have a wonderful staff. I have Kelly and Jessica Covert, who've been here for... Boy, I don't even remember. I think 20 years.
Really?
And yep. And
did Amy, they start working together?
Well, let's say so. Almost.
Okay.
A couple months apart. So one was hired, and then the other one came along. Couldn't stay away.
Wow.
And they are wonderful. And Amy Wallace, who's working for me, is wonderful. So we have a small, wonderful team right now. But hopefully, we're going to see a lot of other people who've worked there over the years. So I'm excited about that.
Fun.
And Ann Rodman, who is the original founder, will also be here for a little while.
Wow.
And I'm greatly looking forward to that. She's a great friend, and I love the fact that she's coming.
Oh, that's exciting. So the 50th anniversary for Handmade and More is Sunday from 3 to 7. They're pushing back the racks and celebrating upstairs, so don't miss out on this fun time. Melinda, thank you so much for joining us, and we are so happy to know that this great mom-and-pop shop in the middle of New Paltz is celebrating 50 years, and we hope for another 150 billion years to come.
Yeah, I can imagine how rickety I will be in then.
Well, you know, time marches on, and so
time
do we.
Time marches on.
Yeah. Melinda, thank you so much, and we wish you nothing but great success. And Sunday, have a great party. It's so refreshing to know that you're going to be partying. You won't be having any retail, and you all get to enjoy yourselves.
Yeah,
which,
that's really the goal.
Yeah, and that brings me a smile. So
great.
If I don't see you on Sunday, I know that you're going to be having a great time. You're welcome. And all the best to you and to your staff, and congratulations on a great 50 years.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest this morning, Melinda from Handmade and More, Sunday, October 6th from 3 to 7. It's a party, a celebration of 50 years. You're all welcome, and have a great time. It's 9:28. We'll be right back with more musical diversity after these important messages.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown.